The Robert E. Weber Institute for Worship Studies exists to form servant leaders in Christian worship renewal and education through graduate academic praxis grounded in biblical, historical, theological, cultural, and missiological reflection in community. This morning we're going to talk about mission, the missiological part of our reflection. And it's going to be, I think, a study in light. God is light. In him is no darkness at all. And we're going to talk about fireflies a little bit before we're done. I'm always fascinated with fireflies. What a lovely example of light. But before we get there, I just want to revisit the amazing fact that what we call the Great Commission was recorded by all four evangelists. Now, not every miracle was recorded by all four evangelists. Not every teaching of Jesus was recorded by all four evangelists. I think it's very, very significant that all four evangelists recorded the mission about going out to all the nations, about motion outside of ourselves, going, proclaiming, imaging, serving, doing. I loved it when I learned, I don't know much Latin, but I loved it when I learned where the Mass got its name. Ite, missa est. Ite, go. Go. It's over. This part's over. Now go do something. Like Bob used to always tell every student here, okay, don't just learn something, go do something. As alum Jim Altizer wrote, and I think I shared it very early in our week, he said, don't just get the letters behind your name, go do something. Live it, show it, teach it, blog it, write it, sing it, dance it, do something. Ite, go. My dear friend, Mark Hollingsworth, who's been a friend for 30, 35 years now, is a wonderful disciple of Jesus, as fine a servant as I've ever known. He's also a very brilliant writer. If you're on Facebook, friend Mark Hollingsworth. And once you're on his page, go to a piece that he posted recently called Nocticula's Petition. Nocticula's Petition. This is where I shamelessly borrow some of my information about fireflies and some of the poetry that I want to share with you. Something very interesting about fireflies, I mean, there are a lot of very interesting things about fireflies, but what they do, the glowing thing that they do, is called bioluminescence. Bioluminescence. Isn't it just musical when you say it? Bioluminescence. Do you know what bioluminescence is? I didn't know. Bioluminescence is the production and emission of light by a living organism. The production and emission of light by a living organism. Now, of course, our light doesn't come from inside ourselves. It comes from an external source. But we have to cooperate in the process of emitting that light, just like a firefly. There's some very interesting dynamics and mechanics about fireflies. Part of what's happening when they're glowing is they are on their way to mating. They're signaling that they're ready to mate. They're signaling another firefly to draw into themselves. It's part of their reproduction process. We're called to emit light as part of our spiritual reproduction process. The bearing of spiritual fruit, the sharing of this good news with others, the illustrating it to others by our lives of servanthood and sacrifice and love and giving. One very interesting thing about fireflies is they have to keep moving in order to have the energy to glow. It's the flight that generates the light. They have to keep moving in order to beam and in order to beam and send that glow. They have to keep a balance. They must maintain a balance between motion and equilibrium. Between motion and equilibrium. I think if you grew up like Baptist, like I did as a Baptist or in any other evangelical part of the body of Christ, you heard about the mission. You heard about the motion. You heard about the movement. You heard about the activity. I didn't get as much as I needed about the equilibrium of how to hold steady. And you know what? It's as much about joining Jesus in his role as servant as it is about keeping our eyes trained on him, fixed on him. Our prayers are going to be a little bit different today. In a few moments, I want to encourage us to pray some prayers of what I would call oblation, of self-offering, offering ourselves to God, offering ourselves on his altar, offering ourselves to Christ, joining him in his servanthood. There will end up being two places where water is available. There's that baptismal font back there. There's another basin up here that will be available. If during the prayer time, if you would like to avail yourself of some water, as is being painted here, another basin of water. If you'd like to avail yourself of that image, I would encourage you to do it. Now, you might, when you touch the water or touch it to your forehead or just touch it and feel it, you might be recalling your baptismal vows sometimes. Other times you might be reminding yourself that you are washed with the water of the Word. But this morning, as we touch water, either during the prayer time or on your way out of the building, on your way to class, I would encourage us to touch the water as a prayer that the Father would help induct us into the role that Jesus has of servant, of feet washing, and that he would open our eyes to what that looks like this morning in class, in our families, in our friendships. The rock band Rush wrote, "Don't ask me, I'm improvising my illusion of careless flight. Can't you see my temperature is rising? I radiate more heat than light." And the Christian band Small Town Poets said this, "A luminescent speck shining at the perfect time tests the temporary night and signals other fireflies, time to light up and fly. I burn to know your will, your ways, your heart and mind, and learn to love the way you love."